The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like every Monday, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I am doing well and better than, you know, most of the taxpayers in our country will, you know, over the course of having to pay back these Democrat student loan bailout program.
Now, come on, Mr. Chairman, you're not excited about doing your part, jumping in and writing a check for somebody else's kids to go to school?
You know, I mean, so you have the Democrats who, you know, you paid attention a couple of weeks ago. You're a guy who follows the news. So, I mean, less than a month ago, we had Democrats passing this quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act, which was going to do absolutely nothing to reduce inflation, even by accounts of Democrats who supported it, quite frankly. But one of the things that they, you know, ballyhooed about was, well, it was going to reduce the deficit about 300 and some odd billion dollars over the course of 10 years. Of course, it was imaginary arithmetic, but still, that's what they claimed. And it took Joe Biden all of 2 weeks to spend that money and just blow through it like a drunk sailor on payday. You know, with a stroke of a pen, you know, we're going to forgive, you know, potentially $350 billion plus of student loan obligations. And the final math isn't in on that, by the way, but it's at least that much money. I mean, it's Robin Hood in reverse. Totally, completely. It's Democrats buying off a part of their, you know, electoral coalition, which is, you know, white collar professional, you know, college educated, gender studies majoring, you know, or whatever voters, at the expense of, you know, blue collar workers, working families, the guy who went to trade school and, you know, got a certificate to become a welder or a plumber. You know, they're going to be paying the tab for this.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it's just a transfer of wealth. And I find it kind of, if it weren't so serious, I would say, you know, this is one of those instances where we have to laugh to keep from crying. But the $300 billion or so debt reduction that they were so proud of just a few weeks ago, as you mentioned, now, you know, they wiped that out, probably plus some. I mean, I've heard estimates that it could easily be $500 billion, possibly up to $900 billion when this is all said and done.
Yeah, that was the, if I remember right, the Wharton School for Business in Pennsylvania was doing an analysis on this last week, and they were estimating, you know, somewhere maybe just south of $1 trillion, depending on, you know, what type of, you know, model they used to conduct the analysis. But, and it's amazing, though, that they were able to do that inside of a couple of days. And to begin with, out of the gate, and still as of yet, the Biden administration has not put forward a number in terms of what they believe that it's going to cost.
Yeah.
And they were totally unprepared for this thing. It was just thrown out as a, you know, political sop. You know, it wasn't thought through, at least not in the real world financial sense. But, you know, no matter how much Democrats want to believe otherwise, there's no such thing as a free lunch. You and I know that. Somebody always pays the tab. And in this case, it's the largely middle America taxpayers and business owners who never went to college.
Yep, yep. And you know, the fact that the Biden administration so far has not been able or not willing to say, how are we going to pay for this? The fact that they went into such a major program like this without knowing that kind of tells you how they operate and should be a wake up call. If there was anyone who, you know, was sitting on the fence somewhat about who to vote for and what party to support in November, that in itself should be a wake up call. You know, you and I have talked for months now about the work that we have to do between now and November the 8th. We're coming up on Labor Day weekend, so this is sort of the official kickoff of the campaign season. The Democrats and the mainstream media they're trying their best to change the narrative of the red tsunami that some people have predicted. They're trying to change that narrative. Yesterday, Senator Bernie Sanders was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He says he now believes that the Democrats have a chance to hold on to the U.S. Senate. Let's listen.
I think there is a reasonable chance the Democrats will retain control over the Senate. I certainly hope we get more than 50 in the Senate, that we get at least 52, so we can start going forward and protecting working people in a way we have not been able to do up to now.
Now, I realize that we do have some tough races out there, but, you know, I think he's being a little overly optimistic. What about you?
Yeah, I would say he is. I would say that it would be a little overly optimistic for us to say, you know, we're going to pick up 55 seats or 54 or something like that. The House and the Senate are two different animals, as you know. House races tend to be a little bit more nationalized in terms of the issues and so forth. Senate races, are different. I mean, as you know, you're running in an entire state. Money is a bigger issue, and the national, issues and narrative don't necessarily carry as much in Senate races as they do in House races. I'm confident we're going to win a big majority in the House. I think we have a good shot of taking back the Senate. Despite what, Democrats and the media particularly, have been saying here of late in terms of, the way issues are going and so forth. I mean, they've been doing everything that they could possibly do to change the subject, you point out. They don't want to talk about the economy, inflation, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, those issues are going to be with us between now and November. There's going to be news coming out every other day, which is pointing out the poor state of the economy. You had the chairman of the Federal Reserve come out several days ago and say, basically emphasize that the Fed is going to keep jacking up the rates and there's going to be pain ahead. He used the word pain. Why? And what data has he seen, that we have not seen for new numbers that will be coming out soon? It's probably not looking good. And Democrats have tried to change the focus, as you know, to abortion. But then now you have this huge unforced error on the part of, the Biden administration with the student loan stuff, which just runs totally counter to type. They've tried to build themselves as the party of the working man, working families. And this is 180 degrees out of phase with that narrative. And it's going to hurt them in November.
Yeah. Well, and we also, in addition to, of course, these are the national races, but we got a lot of local races, and I know you guys are focusing on those as well. For example, here in Greenville, we have the probate judges race. We have a qualified candidate, Chad Groover, taking on a Democratic incumbent. The folks in Charleston are afraid that the GOP is going to take over the school board down there.
You've got 35 candidates running for 9 school board seats down in Charleston right now, but a lot of conservative groups are getting together and vetting the candidates and deciding, who to come along and behind and support. Because technically those races are nonpartisan there in Charleston County. We will be, as a party, working along with those conservative groups to support the good conservative candidates that will be running for school board. Because, and we know what a burning issue education is to begin with and how much more it's been highlighted over the course of the last year with just the woke garbage that's been coming down the pike. Parents are paying attention, and that's good for Republicans.
Yep. Well, we're going to be highlighting some of those local races here in the upstate in the coming weeks. And again, yes, it's important to regain control of the Senate and the House, but we got some local races, school board, and as I mentioned, probate judge and other local races that I know you guys are going to be focusing on as well. And we'll kind of march down that path together in the coming weeks. Chairman Drew McKissick, it's always good to have you on. We'll do it again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joey. Have a great day now.
Sure thing. You have a blessed week.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.